Hey guys, this is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things that you were gonna say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Yes, yes, we're back.
We are back. Sorry for last week.
So sorry. That was all me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm not gonna lie though, too. I forgot what day it was a bit, so I took off days last week, and when Monday came, I forgot it was Monday at first.
It's life, people. We all have them. You guys do too. And we just got a little mistracked.
A little sidetracked, but we're still here. With a few topics to talk about today.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I think they mostly from me. This is like what's present and what's going on in my mind right now. I feel like I've mentioned it before in other topics. I know it's a pandemic. There's COVID. This TV show is about dating during the pandemic, but I have been dating. And what I found a few different things. But one was like a recurring theme with dating guys and like certain age. When I date guys, I'm putting my age out there, I'm 30. So when I date guys that are like closer to my age, I say I keep dating guys at like 29, 30. They are like inconsistent or like not ready to settle down. It's like they're enjoying life and talking to different women, and some say they're ready to settle down, but I don't know, the actions don't line up and show it. So it's either that, where that's like one end of the extreme, or they come on really, really strong. And I don't know whether or not to say that man of being thirsty, or if it's just like this is a grown-ass man that knows what they want and don't have time to play.
They ain't into playing no games.
Yeah. What y'all think? I ain't tell you the story, there was like two guys I was dating that are older. So one of them, I was actually talking to the other guy, the guy I'm dating now, about it, though, too, but didn't tell him that he was also who I was thinking of when I was thinking about this. But with one of them, I met him on this app. One of my friends made me. Not made me, but she told me about this app when I told her I was done with dating Meet Black. And we spoke on the phone for like a few hours Saturday. And then I was actually supposed to go on another date later on that Saturday. I just didn't go. So I ended up being on the phone with him for a few hours again that Saturday. The first time we were talking, it's like we were vibing. It was cool. When I spoke to him again the second time, I guess because I had other things I wanted to do, I wasn't feeling it too tough. And I also was like, this is not my type. But realizing that as I'm dating older men, they kind of look different, like my type has changed a bit. I don't know. But we went out for a date on Sunday, went to breakfast, and then he was already like, you know, like just too all up over me. Like, oh, are you dating? Cut all the other guys you're dating off. It's just me. Mentioned something about like having a key to his apartment and his house. I'm sorry. Yeah, just bought a house. Having a key to his house already. And was like, wanted to be on the phone with me every single day and was mad that I wasn't on the phone with him later on that day. Like, it just was a lot. So I felt like he was being thirsty. And it was like a bit scary. Like, what's wrong with this guy? And then there was another guy, well, the one I'm talking to now, where like, we are talking about the future already, where it feels really soon. But like, because he jokes so much, I took it more as like a man that just knows what he wants and not being thirsty. But I don't know. What y'all think of those? I didn't really tell you much about the second one. But what y'all think of those situations?
Well, first off, that was a lot.
It was a bit much.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all come across those guys who are, you know, if you're out in the dating scene right now, that's most men, period, no matter what age, you know, that they just want to not really settle down. They're not really looking for a relationship, blah, 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 blah. That is whatever, you know.
It's fine. You know, that's not, you're not into that. That's cool.
There's that. I'll touch on that in a moment, but I want to start off with these guys that you're calling thirsty. I don't want to say it's thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
It really, I don't think both of them are thirsty though. I'm just saying the second one, the one I'm talking to now, I don't think he's thirsty.
I'm not speaking specifically just on, you know, this, your situation. I'm just talking about, cause I've heard from other women that they've come across that a lot, that they're men that are like, oh no, I really like you. And I just want to be with you. And I just want to deal with you and mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know? I feel like, we as women just need to treat men how, you know, how they treat us. If they don't like what you're doing, if you don't like what he's doing, that's just not the dude for you. It's not even a matter, it's not even anything to think about. If it's, to me, it's like, you know, if a, because if a guy is not calling you enough, you would stop talking to him. So if he's calling you too much, it's like, oh, all right, no. I don't like that one. That's he just coming on a little bit too strong.
Right.
And that's just, it's not even anything to really have a full-fledged conversation about, because he's either going to be like, damn, I'm pushing these women away because I'm being too strong, or she's not the woman for me, because there's a woman out there that's accepting of that and that wants that kind of, you know, behavior from a man. It's just not what you're looking for in a man right now. I feel like, not to say that, you know, one is not looking for somebody who's serious, but maybe they're just moving too fast. It's not even giving you a second to get to know that person, because you could like somebody that much that fast. To me, it's like when you're talking to a dude and you feel like you that bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know when I'm talking to a dude and I'm telling him about myself, you better believe I'm over here like, yes, I'm that bitch, okay? You know what I'm saying? And bigging myself up. So I want you to be like, damn, nah, this is, she look good. She about her business. She got this and she got that. That's the girl I want. So I'm going to move forward towards that. That's what I want a nigga to think about me. Like, yeah, I like you. Cut all them other niggas off.
Already though, after like one day, I don't know.
I'm not telling you to do it. We don't gotta listen to these niggas. What you talking about?
No,
you to do
it's
it.
Not even that. It's like after the date happened. First of all, it was like a lot though, to where I got a text message a day or two later where it was dumb long, and I was like, this feels like a deep ass conversation for someone I only saw once.
It's coming on too strong. Like, it's not for you.
Yeah, but like I was sitting there, my first reaction was, "What's wrong with me?" And I don't know why. We as women do that. Like, why something have to be wrong with me? I'm like, oh, you're complaining about this other guy you liked and them not being consistent. Now you have someone that's all over you and it's like, oh no, it's too much. Like, what's wrong with you?
But is that like, the thing is, you have to like him.
Yeah.
You have to like him enough.
That's true.
The dude that you're getting the inconsistency from that you want to talk to more, you like him. Because if he was doing those things that this dude was doing, it wouldn't even be a conversation. Because he's consistent, he's calling you all the time, and you like him. You don't like this other nigga. So that's why what he's doing is annoying.
Yeah, it's probably just like scary and a bit much.
It was scary. Like, we talked about keys. That's what it was. So the guy I am talking to and dating, he's older too. Not that old, he's 35. But like, he was coming on strong. Like, we talked, like, the first conversation was like joking and planning for our way of sharing what our goals were with stuff, but also talking about relationships. But he jokes a lot. So it was like fun to do it. And I brought up this same topic to him and he was like, he don't think it's thirsty, right? Like, I'm not thirsty. I'm a grown ass man for one. But when I outlined like the case about this other guy, he was like, that's not thirsty. It's just obsessive. And like brought up that movie on Netflix with Mia Long and Omar X. Oh, yeah. Like, he's just obsessive.
Stable affair.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think there's a like fine line between possessive and like scariness and consistency.
And then sometimes you gotta look. Sometimes you gotta call these niggas on a bluff. If you don't like him, then you don't like him. But you gotta understand, niggas will act a certain way just to.
Oh, I don't know what happened, Tasha. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think, Jess?
Did you hear me?
No.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like you need to not call them out, but just see these things out. You know what I'm saying? A dude will be telling you today, like, oh yeah, this is what I want. This is what I want. You get to know him more and get to know him more. And you're going to see the behavior and even maybe even show him that that's not even what you want.
That's what I was going to say.
It's really like, just like, you know, it might seem so, you know, he might be feeling like that, but
yeah, sometimes people love, like I told you, people love the idea of being in with you because of what they see on the outside, but it takes a lot to actually deal with someone and be and grow with someone once you get to know who they are. Like, he just basing it off of, because not that to say like we're shallow women, because we can hold a good conversation. Obviously all three of us are well educated, we carry ourselves as young ladies, and we are beautiful. So it's not him being like shallow, you being like, you know, shallow, but he doesn't even know me that much like, I could be crazy. I could be, like, a mass murderer. I could be a serial killer.
Like, can you imagine, right, talking to a dude, right? Like, first of all, when you look at him, he's exactly what you like in a man.
Yeah, he wasn't. I think that was
no,
the part
I'm not.
Of it.
That's not the point I'm getting at. That's okay, not the point I'm getting at.
Okay, go ahead.
That's not the point I'm getting at. What I'm saying is, imagine seeing a dude, mm-hmm. and when you look at him, he's visually everything that you are attracted to in a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the opportunity to have a conversation with him, and the things that you talk about that y'all just simply have in common are, you know, even if it's little tiny things, you only said 5 facts about yourself and he said 5 and 4 of them matched up, that y'all two are so compatible in that way because of something y'all like the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then his goals are comparable. Like, you could just see yourself in those things.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't say it, but a man, you know, he probably, you're probably visually everything he likes. You're probably moving how, you know what I'm saying, he sees the type of woman that he sees you as,
mm-hmm.
is somebody is like, she just fits me. Like, she just seems so perfect. And you got to understand, we always saying men is always, they never say what they want. That's the type of shit we complain about. Maybe that's all he hear. And he's like, look, the next girl, I just going to be straightforward with her. You just never really know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we shouldn't automatically count this person out unless you feel, if you feel nervous or you feel scared.
Oh, wait, are we speaking just hypothetically again or about this actual person?
No, we're just talking, period. Just saying. So I'm just want somebody, if somebody is going through the same thing with you and had the same situation, that they can just apply it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's too much for you where you feel uncomfortable, totally. That's just, you just came across a crazy person. We all fucked with a crazy person. So, you know?
Girl.
You came across a crazy person in that instance. But I just don't think that men who are telling you exactly what they want in the beginning should be considered thirsty. It should just be like, you know,
they're being upfront.
They're being upfront about what they want, because it's like, I don't want to go later on down the line and, you know, in us just having some conversation and it's like, oh no, I don't want to have no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, I do want to have kids. Or yeah, I don't believe in God. You don't, you, those are things you don't say in the beginning because y'all are not really getting to know, you know,
so we're gonna say not thirsty, just honest.
I don't know, like, I get that part of it. I guess it's that too, it's like being able to read people, because I'm telling you, I've had those same conversations with this guy I'm talking to now, and I don't feel like,
because you like this one, probably.
Yeah, I feel like, hello, that's the core of what it is. So,
that's what she just said. She's like, you feeling this dude. Yeah. So this dude, you feeling, so you're not going to look at it as like, oh my God, red flag, I'm not going to you. Like, you about
right.
No,
right.
You're not doing that because
you
guys have a good conversation.
You like
he's appealing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Chemistry is really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry is really a thing.
I think that's what it was, is that, all right, I've been trying, because Justine said something about feeling shallow earlier. So as I be dating on these apps, I feel really shallow. Just like keep swiping left. Like literally, I swipe like right 1 out of 100. So I'm like to myself, you being too shallow. Like someone that looks like they are, like they're good looking, just may not be your type. Try it and see. So in this case, I was like, let me see.
You want to have more kids. You may want to like, you know,
but he wasn't ugly. It's just like not my type. He wasn't ugly, but no one else I see him will be like, oh my God, this man is ugly. You know what it was though too? I didn't. I already was like, I'm not really attracted to you. So I was hoping that the conversation and spending time with you and enjoying being in your presence would make me be, but I just got so turned up. I hate when people, I'm like, yeah, I wasn't giving everything. He kept telling me how much of a catch he was and like all that he was bringing to the table and all this different stuff. And for me,
that's his
part, the turn off.
It's just really, I don't even understand why this is, why we're even talking about this guy. Because he's not a contender in what you have going on. Like when you're looking for somebody, he's not it, because you don't even like him.
Yeah, don't.
So why does it matter that he wants you to have a key to his house and he wants you and he wants to get married? Because
I be trying. I be feeling
fence.
Like I be doing too
it
much.
It don't matter. No, it don't matter. You don't like him.
I be trying to be nice.
What is that? What else is it? Life is already difficult. We gonna be out here fucking picking people that we don't even like? I don't even like your personality. I'm not gonna continue to talk to you. I don't like our conversation. I don't like the way it's going. So I'm gonna, you know, talk to you. Never.
Now.
Like, it doesn't make no sense. It's, you walk past a million people that you don't know.
Yeah.
And that could just be another motherfucker that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't speak to. Come on, it's not that serious. I don't even understand why he's even a topic. But back to, you know, just what you were saying as far as thirsty and, you know, upfront, it should definitely be, you know, because I feel like we give these men such a hard time about being honest about what they want and then turn around and say, oh God, these guys and they want to get married. Like, hello? Like, come on now. What you want?
Goodness. I think I was talking to someone about this though too, right? And she's like, you doing the same thing, but to someone else. So it does go back to this, like, whether or not you like this person. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
All right, so you don't like him, so next. And I hope he's not listening. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, don't say sorry. You get the hint.
You have the week of sleep. Goodbye.
I mean, he didn't get the hint. I had to start ignoring, but I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So, guys, I saw an interview today. I was scrolling up my timeline.
You saw an interview today.
And I saw this interview with Angela Yee and what's that girl's name that does the morning show with her?
L'Oreal.
Okay. L'Oreal, mm-hmm. Angela Lee, and the baby, right? So the baby said something very interesting to me. He said, they asked him a question, mm-hmm. like, do you cheat? He goes, I don't cheat. I'm a good guy. So the girl that was sitting next to him, I don't know who she was. But there was a third person there. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. Whoever you are, you're very important. If you ever do listen to our podcast. She was like,
lying?
Yeah, like he was lying. So then he says, okay, let me take that back. I'm a good guy. I have cheated before, but I was a good guy in cheating.
What the hell does that mean?
That's what I want to know. What do you guys think that means? Like he said he was a good cheater.
Exactly what that means.
What does that mean?
All right.
Break it down.
A good guy cheater is one that makes sure that you do not find out and goes lengths to make sure that you do not find out.
That's a good cheater.
Obviously, he didn't say good cheater though. He said he was a good guy though in cheating.
What the fuck?
What does that mean? How can you be a good guy?
Exactly what I'm saying. I'm not saying exactly what I'm saying. A good guy. He's a good guy in the ways that he's not trying to hurt your feelings. But that's just, you know what I'm saying? He does it to and make sure you don't find out.
He's protecting his main chick.
Always going to be the first and foremost. It's always like, those ones are usually honest. Those are the ones who, you know, will tell you up front, like, hey, I have a girlfriend, I have a wife, and I have a baby mom, and I love her. She's always gonna come first. If you still want to fuck with me, then you know what I'm saying?
That's a good guy in cheating. I feel like at least that chick knows what the hell is going on. You was honest with her and gave her everything.
Oh, come on. I hear that. I feel that. But, you know, all women do not want to know the truth. And that's just the reality.
The problem with that for me is that, like, besides you cheating and emotions and stuff, STDs and all that shit is real. Like, them two are equipped to know different stuff. Your girl don't. She don't know.
No. Look, I'm not saying anything is right or wrong. That's not where I'm at right now. I'm just telling you what I think the baby meant when he said I was a good guy in cheating.
There's no good guy.
I mean, that's redundant. Of course, you know that.
Homeboy, he was selling the dream.
But that's what I think he means when he says that.
Well, I want to tell the baby he's wrong. There's no good guy in cheating.
Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to know what y'all thought about that because I thought that interview for me was very interesting in a way he said it. It was like, Angela Lee, he was like, are you a good guy? He was like, yeah, I'm a good guy. I'm a good guy.
I think we all like to think that we are. But I'm not to say, all right, I'm about to say I think we all like to think that we're all good people. But I don't think that cheating makes him a bad person. It was a very bad act. So maybe he is a good guy, but not in cheating. That was just very bad, poor judgment on your part.
Okay. Maybe. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So how do y'all feel about that, though, too? Like, okay, let's break it down now, because we already got the part that he said he was a good cheater, right?
Oh, Lord.
So what if the wife knew about it, right? Because, you know, sometimes girls be knowing. Okay, this is a perfect example. I'm not going to use no names. I'm going to keep this anonymous. But I had a friend who was looking through stuff. Mm-hmm. And then she found out her dude was cheating. And she knew. Mm. But when you get that information, what do you do? Because a wise woman once told me, and I once heard it again, if you ask about the other woman, be prepared to do something about it. Because if you don't do something about it, you become the other woman.
I heard something similar but different. It's like, just be prepared. If you're going to go through looking at shit, be prepared to take... Be prepared for what you're about to find. Because you did all that stuff. You're not going to say nothing. You're not going to do nothing. And now you just sitting there angry and upset. But for what? What you about to do with that information? Nothing. So what the hell was the point of that? If you are not prepared to get up and leave, don't be checking through no phone. Or emails or whatever.
And now, 10 years later, she's still there.
Ooh, child. She better than me.
And she knows.
I'm not going to say she's better than me. But I have spoken to, I'll be talking my dating experiences to people that I know that are married. And what I have heard from a lot of them, they are like, the husband could basically cheat and do anything. At this point in time, at this day and age, they ain't going nowhere. They rather take their chances with their cheating husband, go through this infidelity, hopefully phase,
than but to... But that's most women's cases, I think, too. They always say, like, in this day and age, like you said, because dating is so hard. Mm-hmm. And I feel like dating is so hard nowadays, too, because of the influences that you have. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you could be a good girlfriend, right? You carry yourself as a lady, but then there's Instagram. These Instagram girls is out here showing ass and titties and all this other stuff. And it's like, yo, what are you, like, how do you fight with, how do you compete with that? And then you have good women who are like, you know, I'm the girlfriend, I'm the good one, I'm here holding it down. And then the chick knows about you and be like, I don't care, I'm going to still put you anyway. Even if you got a girlfriend, right? I don't care about her. And then it makes it hard for the... Then we become... I don't want to say bitter, because a lot of us don't turn bitter. But we become that independent woman. And we're like, after we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. We're not going to date. We're just going to give up. Because it's like, every time you try, this is what happens. How do you date in 2020, 2021, in the near future?
You touched on a point, and I was talking to someone else about this too, this guy about that, but I don't know. Tasha, did you want to chime in before I brought us onto that other part?
What?
About this one, Justine was saying before. No? So I was talking to a guy, to one of the guy that I'm dating, about like gender roles and stuff. And he was saying that too, like, one, do I even believe in gender roles? And like, is feminism, like, I don't know, is it like too much now, right? Like, you mentioned being like independent and doing this or that, but like,
you need that mindset,
you adapt that mindset, but then do you become too independent with making it feel like, making your man feel like he's not needed and I don't need a man, and this is why we are in the world that we are in today, and guys act that way because women act like they don't need a man?
Yeah. It's real true.
I don't really know what I, you know.
It's like, I don't really know.
Like, one, do you believe in gender roles in a relationship?
Do I believe in gender
roles? It depends on what his, people have different, you know, meanings for that. What they think a man and a woman should be doing. Like, I don't know if I believe in gender roles as much. It's like, what do I think I should be doing the laundry? Yes. Do I think I should be the one that cleans up mostly? If I, like, the big cleanup, the get behind the this and do all of that, yeah. I know there's going to be some, I'll probably be doing that more than some my husband will be doing. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, or if I'm not doing it, the kids is doing it.
Right. Well, I was going to say that.
Or put myself in a position to be make money to have somebody paying to do something like that. You know, I don't, those are the smallest things, I think, to be worried about.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm going to speak on his behalf and what he was saying with some of that stuff, though, too. But it's different, right? Every relationship is different. I know, I'm telling his business. I think it's okay. You're not listening to this. But, and talking about like...
You should be.
He was trying to get on the podcast, but I was like, I don't know what you're saying. So, yeah, I don't know. But he was talking about like one of his past relationships too, and how he definitely does believe in gender roles to some extent, though, too. But, like, he was the sole provider in that relationship and took care of all the bills and stuff. And, like, he's on the road a lot. But would be out on the road, not be home. Sometimes not even be able to take a shower because he's out and about on the road. Well, at least not take a shower in his own house. And you come home and there's no food. The house ain't clean. Dinner's not cooked and that kind of stuff. And in that situation, like, that was a big driving factor as to why their relationship ended.
I feel like this too. If the man is a sole provider, there's certain things that needs to be done in the house, period. But I feel like if y'all both are working 50-50, then I feel like it's a team effort.
He said that too.
I also feel like for me as well, we live in a different century, right? Mm-hmm. We're in a different century. So it's not like when our grandparents was growing up and married. They played, you know, there was housewives. Housewives today, because we all watch them, they have their own money, okay? Let's be clear. They're married, but they're their own boss, right? But they still take care of the house. But then you see husbands, too, chipping in. And I feel like Tasha said, as women, we have that nurturing.
I don't know. I think we say we have that, but I've heard many guys complain about women are not. Like, not all women all the time are but nurturing.
That goes back to how you was raised. Yeah. So it's all about what you've seen, what you know. I know for me, growing up, my mom didn't play that. Like, I had to clean up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just natural for me to clean my house and have a clean house. That's just what I know. A lot of people, you can't really knock them because they didn't grow up. Like, they didn't grow up like
And when you say that person, when I said that, you know, those type of things wouldn't be a aren't an issue, I just meant that was for me as far as, you know, gender roles, because there are things that I know that I'm going to be doing. Like, my husband being like, oh, my wife don't ever cook. You're never going to hear that because I like to cook. These are things that I like to do. Working hard, all of that, I'd still like to get in the kitchen and cook. I still will clean up my house. I like doing laundry, like those domestic stuff. So for me personally, that's not a problem. And, you know, for a man that, you know, him being on that guy that's being on the road and, you know, he's making all the money and he's paying all the bills. And if cleaning up and stuff like that was important to him, that's what should have been laid down from the gate. You know that your shorty don't clean. You know that your shorty don't cook like that. Or she lazy. You know that about her before y'all get married, before you start paying all the bills, before you start, you know what I'm saying? I'd be boggling my mind when I hear men that have these kind of problems. Because I'm like, I'm over here single, making my own money. I like to clean. I cook. You know what I'm saying? I do all these things. Like, and this bitch don't do nothing. She married. You know what I'm saying? These are y'all problems. I want our problems to be that I spent too much money out the account. Like, that I went over my allowance or something, or the money you gave me, you know? Not that I'm not cleaning up.
No, that's that.
You know what I'm saying?
That,
so
that's that 80-20 like, crap.
As a man, men to me, sometimes when they have those type of issues and those type of complaints, you are with a woman who doesn't want to do those things because you didn't discuss that already.
Right.
Because there are women who are like, boy, all you want me to do is clean up? I mean, I ain't gonna clean up each and every time. We're gonna share, but I can understand that you like for your house to be clean. He wouldn't be saying that if she was off at work somewhere. You know what I'm saying? If she was at work and they both came home from work and the house is messy, it's like, damn, we need to get this shit together. It's messy in here, you know? But if he comes home to you not doing nothing all day and the house is dirty, come on. That's not even a matter of gender roles. That's just having a lazy partner. It's not a helpmate to you.
I've heard it, though. I've heard it a lot. There was someone else I was dating, though, too. Sat on the phone line one day. He was complaining about not about the, like, cleaning and shit, but all about the different things that, like, a woman won't do. And sometimes you don't realize that shit, right? What we talk about, not even talk about, I don't know what's the right or the wrong thing with stuff. If, like, waiting and living separately until it's time to get married versus, like, moving in and seeing what it's like being with the person before getting married, because sometimes you don't realize certain shit.
You don't. Most, like, people don't realize things until it's
too late. Well, can you help me? Because, you know, I'm 31, you know what I'm saying? And I have never lived with a man. Okay? 31 years old, I've never lived with no man. So I really want to know, what is it that you feel like you're not going to know, but with, you know, just your man having his own spot and you having your own spot and y'all just spending the night time to time here, and you know, you spend 2-3 days at a time here, he spent 2-3 days at a time there. I don't really understand, what is it that you won't know about?
It's still different, right? Like, I was talking to someone else too, she's married about that, and I think her sister was staying with her for a bit and was like, she found it weird that, like, when her sister comes home, her and her husband spend 2 hours apart before engaging with each other. And to other people, that seems weird. But like, when you are around someone all the time, it's like, sometimes I'm not fucking chipper all the time. Sometimes I had a bad day and I need some time alone. When you living with someone, it's like, your space, like, there is no, it's always you guys. And unless you guys set the precedent for what that looks like in your space, you don't know that. You would have not known to experience that, right? You talk about going to go visit your boyfriend, or you're going to go visit your girlfriend. Maybe if y'all were living separately and you had a bad fucking day at work or just a bad day, period, that would just be a day where y'all were not together. You don't know what it's like when you are living with each other, what's that like. Even someone who go to the house and the house is clean. Maybe they're cleaning up all the time because they know that you were coming. Versus when y'all live together, you see how dirty that motherfucker is, or vice versa. Like, you just... A little irritating things that people have OCD, like squeezing the toothpaste from the middle as opposed to starting at the end. Like, there are just little things you don't realize until you are together.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, you don't know. Are you inconsiderate? Like, do you wake up blasting music or blasting stuff early in the morning while I'm sleeping? Like, you don't know.
You're doing too much.
You be doing too much sometimes.
Well, yeah. Thanks for making me feel like I wanted, like, eventually live with someone.
I mean, there are some great things, but there just something you don't
I know. Can't wait.
I
cannot wait. I cannot wait to experience that, because I have never experienced that. I would love to. I can't imagine being mad about anything, especially if I'm splitting the bills with somebody.
What am I? I mean, I'll take.
I don't gotta pay $2,000. I gotta spend $1,000.
I've lived with like two men before, whereas one that had OCD was extremely clean, and one that was like messy. Like, there is a difference in stuff, and even stuff as little as like taking the trash out all the damn time. Where like, I feel like that's a man's responsibility, the man's role. That shit people argue about, and then tick when there are little things in the house that are not put together, and I have to keep asking your ass to put some shit together. That's not something you would know not living when y'all are living separately. Yeah. Like, you just don't know.
Getting brownie points.
Well, I think that comes with procrastination. When those type of things, it's like, then someone who procrastinates.
But you don't know that. Just because they're like procrastinating with the stuff at home, that may not be how they show up in other areas of their life. Like, you don't know.
I don't know. I've noticed that about people that want to get. If you want to get something done, if you're like, you know, they have a goal and they crush their goals. I've dealt with people who are like that, and I've dealt with people who will procrastinate on putting together this.
But I feel that even that is like asking you. That's one thing. I feel like when people are first dating, they show you the best versions of themselves, and no one knows what the hell I go back home to go do at night. Like, you don't know how I walk around. Maybe I don't want to take a shower. I mean, it's not me, but maybe I don't want to take showers throughout the day until such and such time. Or maybe I want to walk around the house looking crazy. You don't know how I look when I be walking around looking like this, unless all the time. You just don't know. I feel like people focus on all the great things about people, and that's what they fall in love with, and completely forget people's flaws. And the longer you are with someone, the more you have to face that shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that was a lot.
Yes, I hope everybody soaked that in. We have come to the end of this episode. Some for y'all to think about.
Sit on and stew.
But before we go, we have to congratulate us for getting Donald Trump out the office. Listen. The internet is undefeated. They told this nigga to pack his wigs and get the fuck out.
Hello.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm really
that is a lot. That's a change.
Interested to see what Biden and Kamala have in us.
Yes. Shout out to them. Shout out to Kamala. Like, that is our first.
I'm just excited. Now, I don't know if I want to say excited, but I'm just like really anxious to see.
what happens. I got some shit to say. I'm not going to say that. We're going to sit in this celebratory mode because none. just nothing.
First African-American female VP.
Yeah, I'm just a bit disappointed we didn't win the Senate, lost some seats in the House. It was like, I was excited but thinking about that and what that could mean in terms of change. I'm glad. I would have voted for anyone that was not Trump. I'm glad for him to be out of the office. I'm just, I don't know. I'm hoping for some real change.
Yeah. We're going to be optimistic.
Yeah, we're going to be optimistic. Yeah. We're going to put it into the universe and we're going to receive it. We're going to claim it and we're going to receive it. And that's a wrap.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, man.
We will see y'all next week. Comment below. Let us know what you want us to talk about.
If there was something today that, like, I don't know,
triggered you to stem from that, let us know. Please give us feedback because we want you guys to stay with us and we want you to be a part of the podcast as much as possible.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks.